Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Welcome, friends, as we continue this month's book report.
You are just in time for day two of our article on the Let Them Theory. This book is all about using the phrase let them when you come across situations that you can't control.
Right. We're not saying that you just let people do bad things to you or control you. We're saying don't control others or control what's happening around you. Start with yourself.
That's right. We talked about directing our gaze inward so that we can control ourselves and grow. We have more to learn when it comes to this book, friends. So let's get started with the first part of our article right now.
The Let Them Theory. In the second half of the book, Robbins shows how this philosophy can transform relationships, work, and self-esteem. When you let them, you stop taking things personally. Incredible as it may seem, the behavior of others usually says more about them than it does about you. Instead of reacting, respond with self-respect. Over time, this builds emotional strength and clarity.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们一起来看名词 clarity, 意思是清晰、清楚。来看个例句。The fresh mountain air gave Lena a sense of peace and mental clarity. 清新的山间空气让 Lena 感到心情平静，思绪也变得清晰了。动词是 clarify, 意思是澄清、阐明。譬如The spokesperson tried to clarify the misunderstanding before rumors spread online. 发言人试着在谣言在网上扩散前先澄清这场误会。来学另一个动词 declare, 意思是宣布或是声明。譬如 The government will soon declare new policies on clean energy and education. 政府即将宣布有关洁净能源与教育的新政策。
All right, friends, we are learning how to let go of things that give us stress and just focus inwardly to live even better lives.
That's right. And now we are going to take a look at a different part of the book, the second half, and how that teaches us to apply what we've already learned. We read together, in the second half of the book, Robbins shows how this philosophy can transform relationships, work, and self-esteem.
Okay, so Robbins is the author of this book, and we are going to talk about philosophy. Philosophy is often a set of beliefs about life and how to live. It's also a subject that you could learn about in college to learn about how people think about the world and what is true and what's not.
Here's an example of how you could use philosophy in a sentence. Her life's philosophy is live and let live. Now, there's another word we want to take a look at in this sentence, friends. It's the term self-esteem.
Okay, self-esteem is how much you value and respect yourself, like how much you care about yourself and think you're great.
Here's how you could use self-esteem in a sentence. Good self-esteem makes you feel capable.
Absolutely. Okay, so we want to have good self-esteem. This philosophy can help us with that. When you let them, you stop taking things personally.
You stop taking things personally. We read on here, incredible as it may seem, the behavior of others usually says more about them than it does about you.
Okay, let's talk about one part of that, and that's that word incredible. This could mean amazing, or in this case, it means hard to believe.
Here's an example of how you could use incredible in a sentence. The view from the top was incredible.
All right, so that's more of that amazing definition. So it might be hard to believe, but it is true that what other people say and do might say more about who they are than the actual content or things they're saying about you.
Yeah, usually you can see how people react to the things that you do, and it tells you a lot about how they are as a person and about their character. For example, if something good happens to you and they start talking about you behind your back or treat you differently in a bad way, that really has nothing to do with what you've accomplished. It has more to do with jealousy that they feel.
Yeah, so it's important to not worry quite as much about those things and to focus more on yourself in that case. Instead of reacting, respond with self-respect. Over time, this builds emotional strength and clarity.
I like the last sentence here. It builds emotional strength and clarity. It builds clarity, I think, because you realize that not everything is about you. Sometimes we just assume that people are talking about us or thinking about us, but the way that they act is really just because of what they're feeling inside. It could have nothing to do with us.
Yeah, and that really goes back to that sentence we heard earlier, stop taking things personally. When you hear things or see things that other people are doing, it might not be against your person or you personally. It might just be more about the situation around you or other people.
All right, I'm excited to learn more about this, friends. So let's get on right now with our next reading.
The Let Them Theory. Robbins also emphasizes the importance of staying connected to your values. When you stop trying to please everyone, you begin making authentic choices. This can mean setting clearer boundaries, saying no when necessary, and focusing on objectives that match your priorities. These small, steady changes help protect your time and mental energy. She also suggests celebrating small wins and doing brief self-checks during the day.
Objective 这个名词意思是目标或是宗旨。譬如 ,A good lesson always starts with a clear objective students can understand. 好的课程总是从学生所能理解的明确目标开始。另一个相关名词是 objectivity, 表示客观性、公正性。譬如 ,Journalists must maintain objectivity,even when reporting on emotional or controversial topics. 记者必须保持客观性，即使在报道情绪性或具争议的主题也是如此。跟 objective 拼法接近的 objection 意思则是完全不同哦，它是指反对或是异议。譬如 ,There was little objection when the company offered more vacation days to employees.当公司提出给员工更多休假日时，几乎没有人反对。
What do you find important? What do you believe in? These are important things to know when thinking about your personal philosophy and mindset.
For sure, that's something we're looking at in the next part of our book review, friends. We read, Robbins also emphasizes the importance of staying connected to your values.
All right, emphasizes. If you emphasize something, you give special importance or attention to it.
Here's an example. The teacher emphasizes daily reading. We also see something else in this sentence, and it's that word values. These are important beliefs about what is right and good.
Let's use that in a sentence. honesty is one of my core values.
Okay, so what does this have to do with the let them theory? Well, we read here, when you stop trying to please everyone, you begin making authentic choices. This can mean setting clearer boundaries, saying no when necessary, and focusing on objectives that match your priorities.
Let's talk about a couple of those things. One of them is boundaries. That's something you'll hear a lot of talk about when talking about relationships. These are limits that you can set to protect your time, your feelings, and other things.
It's okay to set personal boundaries at school or at work, or with friends or family. These are limits that you have for yourself and for other people.
Absolutely. And you need to do this to match your priorities. Your priorities are things that are the most important to you, or sometimes the things that are most important to do first.
For some people, family is one of their top priorities. Their family comes before anything else.
Okay, so we read on, these small, steady changes help protect your time and mental energy.
We read on, she also suggests celebrating small wins and doing brief self-checks during the day.
All right, those seem like pretty good things. Celebrating small wins is not something everyone has an easy time doing, but I feel like it's good for your self-confidence.
I think so as well. And of course, small wins could be anything. It depends on what your goals are. If you have a goal of trying to drink more water, for example, when you do that, celebrate it. It's okay to be happy about small goals.
Right. You can think about the big goal in the end as well, but celebrate the steps you take on the way toward that bigger goal.
But let's talk about something else in this sentence for a minute, Garrett. What do you think our author means by self-checks during the day?
Well, sometimes we get really busy and we have a hard time analyzing or thinking back to what's going on. And self-checks could just be a brief quiet moment to reflect on what's going on and how we're feeling. That's what it sounds like to me.
I think you're right about that. I guess for me, sometimes I'll start to feel really anxious or stressed. And if I take a minute to think about why I feel that way, sometimes the reason is totally different than what I was thinking it was in the first place. I guess that's where those self-checks could be useful.
Sometimes you're really anxious and really worried about something coming up. And then you do that brief moment of silence and thinking. You take a self-check and realize that actually, you don't quite have all that much to worry about.
For sure. All right, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Instead, let me tell you a story. The other day, I planned to clean my room, but instead of doing that, I ended up reorganizing every app on my phone. Did my room stay messy? Yes. Did my phone look amazing? Also, yes. We make these little trade-offs all the time. Let's talk about instead of. We use it to show we're choosing one thing in place of another. She drank tea instead of coffee. He walked instead of taking the bus. It's clean, clear, and incredibly common. Now, let's look at a couple of similar ways to express the same idea, ways to compare choices or highlight alternatives. Rather than is slightly more formal than instead of, but very natural. Rather than argue, they agreed to take a break. In place of is especially used for substitutions. You can use honey in place of sugar. Opt for means to choose something from a set of options. I opted for the cheaper laptop. These phrases all point to a simple but powerful idea. Decisions shape outcomes. And sometimes the choice is small, like whether to clean your room or alphabetize your apps for no reason. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Let Them Theory. Finally, Robbins offers practical tips for making the change. She suggests short daily practices. Pause before responding, clearly identify the way you feel, and remind yourself of your own priorities. By doing this, you create space to think and act in alignment with your goals. Ultimately, the Let Them Theory is a reminder that freedom comes from letting go. You cannot control others, but you can control how you live.
Ultimately, 意思是最终的或是终究的。 譬如, Kareem worked for years and ultimately became the first in his family to earn a doctorate. Kareem 努力多年, 最后成为家族中第一个取得博士学位的人。 Ultimately 也表示归根究底的或是说到底。 譬如, Even after failure, ultimately learning from mistakes is what defines real success. 即使失败后，最终人从错误中学习才是真正的成功。名词是 ultimatum， 意思是最后通牒。譬如 ，Sophia received an ultimatum from her roommate: clean the kitchen or move out. Sophia 收到室友的最后通牒，要么清理厨房，要么搬出去。That's all for today's Language Lab. 我们下次见。
Friends, let's talk about a few more practical things you can do to help yourself out on a daily basis.
All right, let's read here, friends. Finally, Robbins offers practical tips for making the change. She suggests short daily practices. Okay, let's define this before we list them. A daily practice is a habit or an activity that you do every day.
For example, meditation is part of many people's daily practices to help them reflect and get ready for the day.
So this is like a habit or something that you do consistently. Let's see which of these daily practices Robin suggests.
Okay, the first one is to pause before responding. When you respond, you're giving an answer or a reaction to something or someone.
Let's use responding in a sentence. Try responding to her with an email. She doesn't always answer her phone.
Okay, so don't just react angrily or with too much emotion to something that's frustrating. Pause for a moment and think about it.
I have to remind myself of this all the time. Sometimes someone wants an answer or a solution to a problem or does something to hurt me, and my gut reaction, the thing I want to do right away, is immediately respond. But sometimes if I take a minute to think about the right thing to do or what I should do, I will change what I do in the end.
All right, we have a few more here. Clearly identify the way you feel. Some of those self-checks can help with that to really figure out what exactly you feel.
Yes, for sure. And remind yourself of your own priorities. Sometimes we want to put a lot of energy and effort into solving a problem or dealing with a relationship. But if that relationship or problem isn't one of our priorities or doesn't align with our values, we really shouldn't be spending that much time and effort on it.
Focus on the things that are important. Okay, we continue on. By doing this, you create space to think and act in alignment with your goals.
Alignment is a great word for us to learn together, friends. Alignment means being in agreement or correct position with something.
All right, that could be a little difficult to understand. Here's one more sentence with that word. My actions are in alignment with my goals.
Sometimes what we do is not in alignment with our goals. For example, if you have the goal to be healthier, but you go to bed at 1 or 2 a.m. every single night, well, your actions aren't in alignment with your goals.
Right. You might make excuses. Maybe something is happening at each of those times that makes you make that decision, but you need to remind yourself of those goals.
For sure. So that's why these self-check-ins and making sure that you know what your priorities are, that's why it's so important. Ultimately, the let them theory is a reminder that freedom comes from letting go. We talked about this phrase a little bit in yesterday's lesson, but let's review it right now.
Okay, to let go is to release something you can't control. You let go and say, it's not for me to control.
For example, letting go of anger feels freeing. You're not trying to hold on or control that anger any longer. You cannot control others, but you can control how you live.
Okay, you can control how you live. For the most part, I don't know that that's always true.
I don't think it's 100% totally true, but I do think we can control, or at least learn to control, our reactions to a certain extent.
Sure. And as with many of these types of lessons, I feel like it's important to keep in mind that this is not 100%. We can't just not worry about what other people think and do all the time. We do have to live in community with others. And so we do need to think some about that.
Definitely. We all have teachers or bosses or parents that we're responsible to. So we do have to care about others' opinions in some circumstances.
This is true. Well, friends, our show is not quite over. First now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看形容词加 as 加 it may seem 逗点主词加动词点点点的句型，意思是虽然看起来点点点逗号，但点点点，这是一种让步语气的句型。句首的形容词加 as 结构相当于 although it may seem 加形容词。 it 代指某种情况或事实，例如 it may seem 或是 it may be 或是 it may appear， 意思是看起来似乎是。这种句型常用来承认一种表面上看起来的现象，同时又引出不一致的主张。例如 difficult as it may seem， the task can be completed with teamwork。虽然看起来很困难，但只要团队合作，这项任务就可以完成。
Friends, we've reached the end of our lesson, and you know what that means. It's time for our talk about it question. How do our expectations of others influence our feelings of stress and disappointment?
Well, the answer is, of course, a lot. This is going to affect those feelings a lot. I think of in the workplace, if you have expectations that a coworker is going to help a lot with a project, and then they don't, well, one way that affects you is that you will have to do more. And that's natural. Of course, you're going to have to do more, and you can't control that in a way. But the other thing is just that feeling of anger you have toward them. That is something you might need to let go of a bit.
This is true in so many different situations. As parents, sometimes we have expectations that our kids are going to perform a certain way at school. And when they don't, sometimes we have certain feelings about that. And those feelings are something we might need to let go of in order to help our kids better.
All right, friends, did you learn something from this book? And is it a book you would love to go out and read yourself? Think about that.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Friend trusted all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. Yours at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.